From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farmers in our region and across much of the United States are intending to plant less corn this spring. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's early outlook, which shows corn acreage on the decline as American growers respond to softer prices and the higher cost of nitrogen fertilizer. Corn remains one of the most expensive crops to put in the ground, and global shipping disruptions have kept fertilizer markets unpredictable. Many producers are shifting acres to soybeans, which offer steadier returns and require far fewer inputs. For the year 2026, growers say the goal is simple: manage risk, trim expenses, and put your money on crops that pencil out more reliably.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by the Family Forest Carbon Program, which hopes to empower family forest owners to improve forest health and help the planet. The Family Forest Carbon Program connects family forest owners to expert forestry support and annual payments they need to make a positive conservation impact on their land. Information at familyforestcarbon.org.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Well, today we'd like to welcome aboard a brand new sponsor for On the Farm Radio, the American Forest Foundation. Details about their Family Forest Carbon Program can be found at the website familyforestcarbon.org. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in by email from listener George MacArthur, who says, "It's better to not have it than to have it and not be able to find it." I know the feeling. Thank you, George, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.